is Bishop and Morinitis.
Right here on The Fan Studios, powered by CompareQuote Insurance. Either shopping, you do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com. Buckeye basketball off this week until Minnesota on Sunday. But it's been awfully impressive what we've seen to this point. Let's head on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Adam Jardy of the Dispatch joins us, our old buddy. This has exceeded even the expectations that you thought. I mean, it had to have. You're talking about going to Chapel Hill and winning by 25, beating Villanova at home by 25. You think about beating Penn State by scoring 106. That's a good Penn State team. They are better, faster than I thought they could be, and we've had to change our expectations, Adam. I said last week on the show after they won at Carolina, that's a team that you can start to say, if you know, anything can happen in college basketball, but they've got the tools to win a national championship. You're there every step of the way. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I was just having a conversation with my brother, who's a college basketball nut, the other day, and I was saying how you want to make a list right now. And there's so much basketball still to be played. But right sure. now, you want to make a list of however many teams you think legitimately have a chance to win a national championship. I don't care how long you want to make that list. Make it 2, make it 10. Ohio State's on that list. The way that they are playing right now, the level of talent that they have and the depth that they have, and then the fact that this team should still get better. When you think about the last 2 years, these were teams that got good during the season and then had to sort of hold on to that. This team's best basketball, I still believe, is ahead of it, which gives you all the reasons to believe that, yeah, this could shape up to be a really special season.
Well, that's a scary thought, Adam. I mean, the thing that this team could still grow and get better, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious with Coach Holt and what he's able to do as far as development, right, and getting to know the guys even better and everyone getting more and more comfortable. But are you worried at all this week? I like to, whenever we were streaking in a sport, now I played hockey in high school, so it's a little different, but whenever you played multiple games a week, right, I like to just get out and play. I like to, you know, if right. we were hot, I wanted to keep playing. Do you worry at all with this long break all week before going to Minnesota?
I mean, it's another good test for this team. Holman has talked a lot about not really knowing what you have until you face adversity, and they were expecting to start seeing that as they got into December. They handled their first test of it very well. I mean, go to Carolina and win the way that they did, you know, have a short turnaround, come back and play a really good Penn State team and blow the doors off of them. They've handled some of those early adversity questions as well as you could possibly hope for. But, yeah, you certainly have to wonder. I mean, it's 8 days off in between games. You have a chance to sort of take your foot off the pedal a little bit, and you're going to a place that, you know, Williams Arena, the barn up there in Minnesota. I mean, that's a heck of a place to go watch a game. And, you know, if the Gophers get rolling, it gets loud. It should be their most intense. Well, honestly, it should be their most intense road environment they'll have faced so far. Frankly, I mean, that Carolina crowd was never really into it. So that's certainly going to be a different level of challenge for them. I think there's a reason to be a little bit concerned, but early tests tell us right now that this team can handle that adversity when it's thrown at it. So until they don't handle it, I expect that they will.
Adam, I was thinking of your predecessor, BB, on the beat, Mr. Baptist, and I was thinking about when I would see him, you know, 5-6 years ago, and we would be at, you know, some December game against some school that nobody cared about, and it would be, you know, just these brutal games. And I think about the gift of Holtman, and I think about, like, the games that we've played already. Playing Cincinnati wouldn't have happened under Mata. Villanova maybe would have, but you weren't going to play Villanova, North Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia before January. Like, that's just not the way Mata scheduled, but it's the way that Holtman schedules, and it's a stunning gift that every week on this beat, you get to write a great game, and you're going to be in Vegas on the 21st against Kentucky. I mean, that's incredible, and then you follow that up with a trip to Cleveland to play West Virginia. This wasn't this way. He's crushed every single thing since he's been hired. He really has.
Yeah, and not only that, but that, I mean, from the scheduling aspect, that's only going to get more exciting. I mean, they go to the Battle for Atlantis next year. The year after that, they're going to be in a Florida preseason or non-conference tournament. The year after that, they're going to Maui the year after that. So, I mean, there are fun, exciting events on the horizon here that will test these teams early and often. And that's one thing we just never saw, you know, for a long period of time. Like you said, I mean, you're watching, like, Ohio State against, you know, directional upstate from somewhere. What are you really learning?
Right.
And these teams, I feel like, especially this year, I think this team hitting Big Ten play when they do in January, they're going to know so much about themselves and what it's going to take to compete at that level that they're going to be as prepared as any Ohio State team has been in recent memory.
Adam, you know, before the game against Penn State, there was a lot of talk about how that's going to be a stiff test for the Buckeyes, right? Penn State's a good basketball team. And then when you get to 100 for the first time since, you know, I was 5 years old, you're saying to yourself, okay, well, maybe this team is either that good or maybe Penn State had an off night. Well, then they go and upset Maryland. Is Penn State better or is that an off night for Maryland? How do you judge that result of Penn State upsetting Maryland? And what does that mean for how we should view our Buckeye basketball team?
I think that it says as much about maybe Maryland as it does about Penn State. I think Penn State's really good. They've got some pieces. James, you know what it's like when you have dudes who have been around and really want to put a program on a map and really want to establish themselves and leave a legacy Lamar Stevens and Mike Watkins. Like, I mean, those guys, it's important to them, and they've been through some really tough times at Penn State, and this is a chance for them to put themselves on the radar. So they came to Columbus, and Ohio State blew the doors off of them. I mean, they had, I think, four three-pointers, and they outplayed them from tip to whistle. But then I don't know that – I mean, Maryland is really good. I think they have elite talent, but I've never been convinced by their coaching, and I don't want to just single out Mark Turgeon, but – I mean, I always have trepidation expecting that Maryland is going to go do something really, really hard because I just don't think he gets the best out of his players. So when I look at last night's game, and as I was watching that, I never expected Maryland to win that game, which is crazy when you're talking about the number four team in the country going to the Bryce Jordan Center, which is not a great place to go watch a basketball game. But Penn State, I think they're really good. I think they're probably a tournament team. And I think that Maryland has really good talent. I just don't know if they're ever going to realize that level of talent.
Adam, appreciate your time. Always good talking to you, my friend. Enjoy the trip out to Minnesota, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Bundle up, Adam. Right. Bundle up. My mom texted me yesterday and said, actual temp -4, feels like -18. I'm just saying, bundle up. Hopefully that front moves out for you.
So I'll be running on the treadmill and not outside is what you're telling me.
Yes. Well, exactly. I mean, if you're Minnesotan, you do it. You just go.
Bundle up. Yeah.
Your eyes freeze. You'll be fine.
That's it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for you, James.
Good job out of you, Adam. Enjoy that. Good talking to Adam Jardy, the Dispatch on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.